worship your holy name. FM 90.3 WJTL, Matt Redman, 10,000 Reasons, Bless the Lord. Stephen Curtis Chapman celebrating a birthday today. Where the bluegrass grows. Good morning to you, Mindy and Fred, with you, 704.
And our friend Lisa Landis would like to play your request and your dedications. It's every Friday right here at 5 o'clock. Listen for your cue to call. You can even email Lisa at WJTL.com. You can go on the Facebook page and post what you'd like to hear there. It's every Friday afternoon at the Friday Request and Dedication Hour, 5 o'clock, right here. And it's sponsored by Lancaster Bible College. They provide 50 areas of study from a biblical worldview. More info at lbc.com. Edu.
And one of our favorite people in the whole world hanging out with us this morning, Mylin Abelsod, is here from Brittany's Hope. Good morning, Mylin.
Good morning, Fred and Mindy.
It's always so great to see you.
Yeah, thanks for having me back year after year. So thank you so much.
We love having you. For those who don't know, tell us about Brittany's Hope.
Sure, absolutely. Brittany's Hope is a local charity that's based here in our backyard in E-Town. And our mission is to aid abandoned children. And we do that in two ways. We provide adoption grants to local as well as national families that are willing to adopt special need children. And then recognizing that the orphan crisis is much bigger and larger, need more way to support it. So we also provide direct care to children in their home countries, caring for the orphans and also providing care to those that are at risk and working with communities and families to ensure that less children are being placed in orphanage care.
And probably a lot of people might not remember the origin story, but it's named after your sister.
Yes. So it's crazy. It's now 21 years since her passing. And
wow.
So, yes, my parents adopted 12 children, and Brittany was the first adoptee. And unfortunately, she went home to heaven way too early. But what's amazing is that out of that death came a beautiful legacy that have united to this date in 19, close to 20 years of operation, we've helped 1,400 children with special needs home in loving families.
Wow.
So
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
I love to hear that. Now, if folks want to know more about Brittany's Hope, they can visit you online.
Yes, absolutely. You can visit and check our website. And we have so many amazing projects, but visit us at www.brittanyshope.org.
And you have a family event coming up we're going to talk more about, but tell us about it quickly.
Yes, absolutely. So on December 7th, we have our annual Christmas at the Star Barn that is being putting on by C&J Catering to benefit Brittany's Hope. So really cool event, full pack of fun for the whole family. So.
Yeah, and we'll talk about that more coming up, and we'll invite you out. And tomorrow you guys are part of Extraordinary Give.
Yes, we are, and so are you.
Yes, so, there's so many great organizations.
I know, and it's so hard. I look at it, part of me selfish, say, donate to Brittany's Hope, and I look at the list, it's like, okay, donate to everybody. We're all doing good work. Yeah.
You know what's interesting is I have talked to more people who, they might have the one that means something to them, Brittany's Hope. Let's say they're a Brittany's Hope family.
Yeah.
They go and donate to Brittany's Hope, but then they see these other organizations that they love and believe in and give to them too. And I think that's the wonder of that, you
it's
know,
such
great
community.
Event. Yeah, it really is.
So really quick, because I promise my brother-in-law I give the shout out. So I'm going to start this tradition. But Joe Sod, who's I know listening, so hey Joe. And really quickly is that we are nearing our 20-year in operation as an organization. I just want to give a shout out to all of our amazing supporters that believe in our mission, and also the amazing team of five in our office.
Very cool. Yeah, big shout out. Coming up, we'll talk more with Mylin, and we invite you to stick around. We've got more music too. Rachel Lampa is